and it was for their safety. It's a school driver has one job to do, and that's drive that bus and hope that he can get them there safe and sound. And what happens when they're not sitting down in the seat, or they're hollering or shouting or throwing stuff, mm-hmm. you're taking the tension off the driver, and that's bad business. So, and that's the reason you can't keep drivers. But I'm gonna tell you, if you retired and you still, I don't know what the age of them was, 65, I don't know whether they've changed it or not. But if you could have a few years to drive, you had the best insurance and things that you could have, and hospitalization, all that for you. A lot of people didn't have it when they quit their job. Mm-hmm. And they could drive 10 years and still get a small pension from it. So that's the way they've kept a lot of their drivers. If it wasn't for that, it'd be a rough, hard time.
So you're talking about high school, when you were in high school. And Roswell has an African American community.
Mm-hmm.
When were you aware of that as you were growing up? And were you?
Yes.
Did you?
We never had any trouble though. Mm-hmm. Hardly ever had any trouble for some reason. And now right behind our store is a whole street back there. Blacks. It's not many back there now. It was. There used to be quite a few. And we, the blacks, two or three of them back there, if some of them were getting out of line or something, they'd come tell us at the store, don't sell any freight to them because they won't pay you. If they're doing that, and we had the white people do the same thing. But the white people and black people, we hardly ever had any trouble in Roswell. And they still had very little trouble in Roswell between the blacks and the whites.
Did they go to high school with you, or were they?
No, they went to separate schools. Mm-hmm. Their grammar school was in Alpharetta, mm-hmm. which is close to the police station out there. And I'm trying to remember where their high school was. It wasn't too long though that all changed, as you know, and that got all of that straightened out. So there's been a lot of changes and things like that since I was driving, but I could see the growth that was fixing to get started here. Mm-hmm. It was beginning to grow before I got out of the county, but after that, I had a friend that was a chief on the Fulton County Fire Department, and he'd want me to ride with him a lot. And he had a place over on Highway 140. Between that and where we had some over on 140, and about two buses took care of everything. I bet we got 10 or 20 buses over in there now. Mm-hmm. And I know you know where all that is, I'm trying to think of that big subdivision where all the millionaires live. I know the name of it, but I don't know anything. I waited 1 year before I went back over there with him. He had a station right in front of it. Mm-hmm. And I could not believe the subdivision had been built. We could ride along some of those roads and drive a mile, 2 miles before we ever picked up another child.
Yeah.
Now it's solid.
Yeah.
All the way to 140. I know you've been out through
that. When I come back from Athens, every time I come back, something new. I'm like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
I've seen that before.
I never was so shocked in my life. But I could see it. But I had no idea. I never dreamed it would work that fast.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason Roswell's got the population it's got. But the people are moving in here so fast that we had a mayor that was smart enough to begin to build parks.